Now 20 to 9. Over the last couple of hours, we've heard how data technology lies at the heart not just of our intelligent networks and modern warfare, but also increasingly in sport. What about art? It too is affected by the data revolution. When he was at MI5, our guest editor, Sir Jeremy Fleming, picked out a piece of art by Susan Collins to hang on the wall in his office.
At the time, it seemed to me to be a completely new medium. She was taking webcams, I think what she's called surveillance cameras, positioning them looking out over the southeast coast, and then rebuilding images pixel by pixel to create art. And it was the combination, if you like, of the technology, the views that she created, the ways in which it made us, made me, think about the use of those sorts of technologies, of cameras in this instance, that I thought was brilliant and that I really am interested to hear more about.
Well, he can and you can, because Professor Susan Collins, the artist who created that work, is with us in the studio. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Just spell out for those of us who are technologically illiterate a bit more. These are not photographs.
They're not photographs. First of all, I'd just like to say how incredibly excited I was to find out that my work had been hanging in MI5. That was just amazing to me.
You didn't know?
I had no idea. But it's in the government art collection, and so the works in that collection get seen in all sorts of locations, which is also...
Indeed, ministers, prime ministers can just pick out what they like, and yes, he picked your work.
He picked my work, which I'm just thrilled about. So, yes, it's not a photograph, but it's made using camera technology. So the images, I put cameras in remote locations. In this instance, it was I had five cameras across the southeast coast of the UK for a year. Each of them was in place for a year. And the cameras send their live streaming images to a computer with a custom-made software program, which basically weaves together an image in real time, pixel by pixel. For the seascapes, it's...
But to be clear, it's an entirely new image created from, as it were, pixels.
Images. But it's created pixel by pixel from the sort of top left to the bottom right of the screen. So it's like writing on a page. The pixels kind of accrue over time. And then when they reach the bottom right of the image, they start and they write over the previous image. So the whole image. So for the seascapes, they were over about 6.5 hours, which is around the time it takes for the tide to go in or out. And so the whole image that you're looking at is actually 6.5 hours of time.
So the art, as it were, is not you choosing bit by bit those images, but it is the program that generates this image that hangs on the wall.
I create the parameters, I create the framework, often trying to use quite kind of classical proportions or kind of positions relating to sort of classical painting.
And you've done it in lots of other places, not just on the coast.
I have. I've got one live at the moment, also interestingly on the south coast, which there's a show of Sussex landscape on at the moment at Pallant House Gallery in Chichester. And it's a huge show with everything from Blake's and Turner to sort of the present day.
So all we need is just Jeremy to put the old camera in the intelligence agency to turn it into a new image.
Well, I would be... Well, OK, so now he's in Cheltenham, but I've always wanted to have a camera on the Thames. So if he can pull any strings at MI5 still, I've always wanted one, because that's where Turner, Monet, the series of the Thames, where you're actually kind of... What my works do is images over time, if you repeat an image over time again and again and again, you're actually getting a different image each time.
Professor Susan Collins, thank you very much indeed. 16.